For another take on schools, we go next to David Brooks, one of the most prominent newspaper columnists in America. He writes regularly for the New York Times, and he's a frequent commentator on public radio and public television. Brooks has a particular interest in education reform, which he's been following for decades. Unlike Diane Ravitch, he says the old way of education needs to change.
Well, I do think we need to cut somewhere in spending. We have an unsustainable situation, but the question is how we cut. My general thesis is that we need to cut a lot of spending on affluent elderly people, especially in healthcare, and spend more as much on education. But if we're going to cut education, Arne Duncan, the Secretary of Education, has a good idea, which is we're probably going to have to increase some class sizes. That's survivable so long as we direct our students to the best teachers. It's better to be in a big class with a great teacher than a small class with a mediocre teacher. And if we're going to ask our best teachers to work with bigger classroom sizes, we should be willing to pay them more for taking on the extra challenges. And that's one way you can cut by increasing class sizes, but do it in a way that won't harm educational outcomes.
Do you see part of the problem here as teachers' unions? I mean, do you think they're protecting the bad teachers?
More so, I think there's a factory mentality that some people have, which is that every teacher should be treated the same and that the only way to measure is by the number of years. I think younger teachers are much less prone to have this mentality. They're used to a world in which they're measured on merit. I think we have to differentiate more on merit and then reward more on merit and then take the people who aren't doing as well and work hard to improve them.
You're saying for the most part, this is not happening now.
Well, it's happening more than ever before. For 20 or 30 years, we more or less just moved bureaucratic boxes. We tried big schools, small schools, all that kind of stuff, and it really didn't have much of an effect. Now we're really focusing on the crucial issue, which is the relationship between the teacher and the student.
Now, there are some states that are basically beginning to give up on public schools and move aggressively toward charter schools instead. But a few of the early supporters of charter schools, most prominently Diane Ravitch, are now saying they don't work and that privatizing school is a terrible idea.
My reading of the evidence is that the charters overall have had some gains, but modest. But that's because some charters are really good and some are bad. I still think there's potential for charters because their flexibility allows them to be learning organizations. I'm sort of hopeful about some of the charters that have tried new things. They have different ethoses, and I think they have the greater ability to evolve simply because they're more flexible.
Well, I mean, one of the questions is whether we need to think about school, about the educational system in a different way. And it would seem that one of the models behind a lot of the charter schools is to treat education more as a business. I mean, this is all part of the privatizing model and to sort of step away from the teaching establishment, maybe not require teachers to get the usual teacher certification. I guess the question is whether the business model works in an educational setting.
Well, I'm not sure about the for-profit, but sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. The teacher evaluation model, I think, works. When you measure results and you ask people to live up to certain result standards, I think that essentially works. If you look at the teacher certification, I think if you look at the average Teacher America teacher versus the average teacher who's gone through the certification process, I think they're roughly equal at least. I'm not a huge fan of the certification rules. I think it's important to have training to know how to manage a classroom. But outstanding teachers have skills and personalities that are really hard to measure and replicate, and I'm not sure they can be taught at a teacher certification program. And so I would open up education to a wide variety of people, even people who don't want to get masters in education, because some people have the skills and they just don't want to go through the process.
Well, I know one of the mantras these days is we need to do more with less, and you know that certainly applies to schools as well. But do you worry that this really just means doing less?
It doesn't have to be. Obviously, spending on education has increased by, I don't know, probably three times over the last generation or two, and the educational results are much worse than they were a generation or two. The relationship between money and education is a very loose relationship. Again, it all comes back to the teacher. If the teacher's good, then they will produce good students. You don't need to surround them with fancy whiteboards and computers and some of the great facilities that now exist in schools. And so we should be spending money, but we should be spending on what matters, on teacher quality.
David Brooks writes frequently for the New York Times and is a regular commentator on public radio and television. He spoke with Steve Paulson.